Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Have you asked him if he did it?
I asked him, why am I white?
Ooh, wait, that's a hot seat.
No matter what it looked like on camera, if you haven't felt that before.
Bitch! Not the single tier.
That is my goal now.
When did Gwyneth Paltrow become this lady of the genitals?
16 in a row, and it was so good that I didn't even change my panties.
Manny.
Is the Braves winning worth a yeast infection?
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. So Morgan is off. Hunter is here.
Yeah!
And so is Jeff Dye. Jeff Dye is back with us. Let's get started because you guys, thank God we have our resident housewife experts with me, by the way, because we got a lot of housewives.
Housewives, Salt Lake City, Potomac.
All I can talk about.
What's the city from Housewives?
Potomac. Potomac.
You just cheated off his paper. Give
no,
me another city.
It's Potomac, those gals.
Give me one more city.
Oh, Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Beverly Hills.
Boom.
He's taking all the good ones.
County.
New York. Slovenia.
They've proved their point, kind of. All right, you guys, listen. We have a sneak peek at the Beverly Hills reunion. It's going to be kicking off, and Erica is definitely in the hot seat.
You and your husband were laughing at my f***ed up life.
I can't control what comes out of their mouth.
And you know what? I can't control what Tom Girardi did.
We're going to put you on a skewer, and I'm going to fire up the barbecue. Why didn't you leave Tom sooner?
Where was I going?
I know what you make on this show.
Hold on.
Did you feel you were held captive? He's having multiple affairs, yet, as we know, he put $20 million and more into your account. Who believes Erica did not know anything about what Tom was doing?
Can someone please back me the f*** up on what I'm saying?
Have you asked him if he did it?
I asked him, why am I white?
Ooh, wait, that's a hot seat. You guys, if you had as much going on that Erica did, I mean, there was literally a documentary about what happened with her husband, and she was involved in it, like involved in the documentary, mm-hmm. I should say. Would you have even showed up to this
meeting? No, never.
No. Saying I know what you make on this show.
Let's take a vote.
Was another level that he
That's
went
the ultimate
to.
Power move, because he kind of pays her.
Yeah.
Right?
He's their boss.
He literally is like, hey, you didn't have to stay with the guy.
Right.
I do like when she asked the room, like, who here wants to incriminate themselves?
Yeah.
Who here wants to say that they didn't know?
I will say this. It's hard for anybody these days. I feel like accountability is not a strong suit in 2021
of course,
for
but
anybody.
But publicly.
And then I think of like all of like the toxic relationships I've had. If someone sat me in a seat and said, why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? It's hard to rationalize emotion when it's...
And it's unfair.
It is kind of unfair to be like, you know, obviously if it's criminal, it's a different thing.
But imagine if I was like, tell me about your sex life. Tell me about sex life. She's not answering. Let's take a vote on her sex life. It's like, what?
It's rough.
You just went to the field about your life?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That's why I could never do a reality show. Like, I am held accountable enough by my girlfriends. I definitely don't need people tweeting about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Strangers.
You're
yeah.
better in the host seat asking the questions than getting peppered
yeah.
with them. Unless it's online and it's about our relationship, in which case, again, we already established that's okay.
Oh, my God. Let's move on. I'm not getting anywhere with him. Let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow because she wants to get in your pants and spice up your love life. The new trailer for her Netflix series, Sex, Love, and Goop, just dropped. It's kind of intense.
We've never really seen this before. Orgasm doesn't have to be slot A, it goes into slot B. It can be anywhere on their body.
We're gonna have to work on the sexy factor a bit.
His parents are wondering why he doesn't have babies, and am I gonna have an orgasm before I have a baby?
Oh, no! Whoa.
Can we acknowledge that sex is how we play as adults?
Okay, let's bring out a couple little pleasure items. These are my Wolverine claws.
We're having sex. It's a show about sex. We're gonna talk about sex.
He compares sex to brushing his teeth.
No matter what it looked like on camera, if you haven't felt that before.
Oh, not him crying! Bitch! Not the single tear. That is my goal now. I just want a man to have a little single tear with me. I feel like I would have made it. She made him cry?
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm watching.
He loves Wolverine.
I was against this until this part, but now, Gwyneth, you got me.
She might just be using teeth, though. We don't know if it's a good thing.
Yeah, we don't know if they're happy to. Stop.
Yeah, we don't know what they're from.
I'm uncomfortable.
It made you uncomfortable?
Yeah, why does it... When did Gwyneth Paltrow become this... lady of the genitals? Everything has to do with some vagina candle.
I feel like Gwyneth's always been a little freaky freak.
It's private.
She's been a super freak, and I love it. I think it's really good. I think this is also, this is me being serious, but I think a lot of people need to see stuff like this because I think there are huge blocks from them ever experiencing like True. Positive sexual experiences. And it's nice to know that, one, you're not alone. It's all mental for a lot of women especially. Guys can at anything. We rub up against a plant.
What?
When we're walking.
A plant?
Oh, I got a bunch of plants. You know,
yeah. Oh my God, somebody get my ficus!
I will say, I think the biggest thing for sex, and I'm sure what they talk about, is listening to your partner. Mm-hmm. So if there's someone out there who's not listening just with your ears, Jeff, okay. listening with your heart,
wow,
listening with your
Look
hands,
you.
Listening with your body.
Did you watch this?
And responding, no. But I've watched a lot of other videos that kind of are like,
okay, goodbye. All right.
Yeah, I think Hunter's right. I think Hunter's right. You've got to listen with that little roller thing that you make pizza dough with. You got to listen with your Wolverine claws.
That Wolverine thing, keep that away from me. I don't know what y'all tearing up, but it ain't going to be on my body. Anyway, moving on. Adele, I don't know if you guys have seen this. She is looking incredible in the new issue of British Vogue. Besides the stunning pictures, she's getting deep too, and that's no pun. But look at this. Look how flawless she looks. She looks fantastic. She admits that her upcoming album is not going to be her calling out her exes like before. Now, in the old albums, it was him. Now she says, I realize that I was the problem because all of the other albums are like, you did this, you did that, you. Why can't you arrive for me? Then I was like, oh, I'm actually the running theme. Maybe it's me.
Wow.
A little self-awareness from Adele.
Yeah, she's being mature.
This is going to be a album.
I still kind of want to hear her blame him.
But I do think that this is a cool evolution for her because, again, I think a lot of artists get stuck in these themes and it becomes their thing and then they become tropes of themselves. I would like to see Adele have this self-reflection album. I think it's going to be even sadder than the other ones, which is great.
Well, we're all single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we the problem?
Let's self-reflect, guys.
Hunter, you have a fear of commitment.
It's not a fear of commitment. It's an interest in not committing.
Okay.
He's very happy about not committing.
Boy, fans are not here for rough. Brooklyn Beckham's breakfast sandwich. Try saying that three times. He did a cooking demo on the Today Show, and it involved white bread and ketchup.
Nice.
Our friend Brooklyn
Craig's
Beckham.
Already eaten half your sandwich already.
You start off with...
Look at that. That's some bacon, that's Carson. Like, that's like the real bacon. Stuff.
English bacon.
Oh.
And then when the bacon is cooked, I put it on a paper towel.
Yeah.
Is this what, is it, and then you have the sausage?
Yes, sausage. So I don't really like runny eggs.
Yeah.
So when I cook them, I always flip it over.
Okay.
Or you break the yolk.
Craig, how is it? I mean, you guys are eating over there.
It's fantastic.
It's delicious.
Yeah. So after you got your eggs all cooked up, why don't we put it together?
So I first put the sausage.
Sausage. Mm-hmm.
Bacon and then the egg.
Okay. So wait, what about the ketchup?
It's great.
A little sweetness.
Okay.
Down a
Squish
little
it down, he says.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take a bite.
Mm. Wow.
Oh my God, Brooklyn. Come on.
That's
Do they have to pretend to like it too? Or this was upsetting. I was a little upset watching this. On the white bread too?
What do they call that that little breakfast? Single Dad's Thanksgiving.
Oh my It is a New York thing. When you go to New York and you order like the breakfast from the guys at the little stands, it's like people go, they order like, you know, sausage, egg, cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup. Like, it's a whole thing. So people, I feel like in New York, do put ketchup on their breakfast sandwiches.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
But on the white bread.
That's the part.
It's the tricky part.
If that's on a croissant, do we look at this different?
Yeah, for sure. Just a little bit.
It's the white bread that made it seem pedestrian.
Yes.
I think Brooklyn Beckham should go back to being someone's son, you know? And then just leave it at that.
We got to take a break, but coming up, a granny's sexy superstition. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, you guys, and staying friends with the next can get kind of awkward, but Whitney on My Big Fat Fabulous Life learned the hard way when she had lunch with her ex-fiancé.
Thomas proposed, my sister.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
But I feel like he was trying to, you know, take my thunder because he did like 3 days after I proposed.
Oh, so you're engaged?
Yes, I'm engaged.
Wow.
My brother told you in person I'm engaged, but.
It's no big deal.
It's no big deal.
That's nice. So tell me about your proposal.
Just went to like some waterfalls. So I'm like, Sarah, let's take a picture. And then like,
wait, so you proposed to her the exact same way you proposed to me?
No.
Fine.
Come on, we're on top of waterfalls, take a picture. now we're saying it, it kind of seems, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm one trick pony,
I guess.
Your
creativity.
Really wondering if men are okay these days. I'm really wondering.
Nina, it's a rehearsal proposal.
Oh.
You know, she was like the practice proposal. You know, the way you run through something once, you kind of figure it out, you get the beats, and then you go now.
Clearly. And this other girl, I guess, said yes.
That is the most low effort I've ever heard a man doing, is not even coming up with a different proposal.
I mean, come on.
You would think just even superstition-wise, it didn't work out for the first proposal. Change it up. If I was doing a second proposal, I'd say we can't be anywhere near a waterfall.
I don't care enough about any of my exes' lives to go sit down and have a meal with them and ask them about their dating life. I just don't give a
none.
Did you see her face when he said, yeah, I'm engaged?
Yeah, it dropped. That thing dropped.
Oh, yeah. You're engaged. He goes, oh, did that slip my mind?
When the woman's like, oh, okay, tell me all about it. When the voice gets high, it really, you want to be like, I'm about to you up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys, over on tonight's episode of Chrisley Knows Best, Granny admitted that she got a funky superstition, but maybe she should have kept this to herself.
Chase, are you in a bad mood today?
No, I've just got a bet going. I got money on the Braves.
Well, I bet on the Braves one time, and I won 16 in a row.
16 in a row?
16 in a row, and it was so good that I didn't even change my panties. Nanny, you don't ever F with a streak.
No, Nanny, you don't.
You know what I mean.
You don't.
I have superstitions. Do you guys have any?
I don't have any superstitions.
No?
No, not really.
Okay.
But I mean, gambling, I've made some dumb bets. Like, I don't, you know, this guy bet on the Braves. That's a bad bet. I one time bet my friend, I said, I could eat nachos every day. He goes, I bet you couldn't do it for a month.
You did?
So I only ate nachos for a whole month.
I think your friend was trying to set you up.
Well, that was a farty mess, I'll tell you that. But hey, I won the bet, and surprisingly, I still like nachos.
That is insane.
Yeah. That's really bad. A little crazy.
I think wearing the same underwear for 16 games. That's not 16 days.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's a long
month.
That's
2 months.
That's a funky bet for sure.
Yeah.
I have this thing, like, when I get really dressed up, I never have fun. And then when I go out and like I don't put lashes on and I don't, like, I have the best time and always meet people. It's very weird. So I'm like, do I want to have extra fun tonight? Do I keep my lashes off? And every time I keep my lashes off, I have an epic night.
Really?
It's really weird.
Oh, you just reminded me, I have a pair of lucky underwear.
You do?
Yeah, and I've never said that out loud, but like I do think about it, oh, it's a big day. Gotta pop up.
Exactly.
You know, I do.
See,
that.
You have,
I just didn't know
things.
I had it until just now. We're
you
thinking
do.
About it. Yeah.
Did you wear it on our show?
The right now,
time?
I'm doing no underwear. But
now we got to talk about other things. Talk about privacy. Things are getting tense on Black Ink Crew Chicago. Ryan slept with his best friend Anthony's baby mama. Kind of a mistake, guys, I guess. They haven't spoken in a long time. Until now.
I made you my son's godfather. If you betray me, how can I have my son to trust you?
Well, I hurt more than just you. Man, it wasn't about you.
Exactly. With that one act.
Exactly. It was not about you.
It should have been about me, though. It should have been about me. But it should have been about me.
It should have. And I was wrong. Me putting my ain't got to do with me trying to be your friend.
How could you do both?
There you go. There you go. You trying to figure out the logic because you wouldn't do it.
I'm a logical person.
And I'm not.
Yeah, he's not. He is not.
Clearly. It's always interesting to me when someone is trying to apologize to you and they're yelling.
Right.
He was really trying to, like, he said, yes, everything you're saying is right. And then the other guy just kept coming at him.
Yeah, because he screwed his wife.
Yeah, I think it was his child's baby mother. Yeah. But they were, so this, I actually remember when this happened. This happened off camera. This was like an Instagram controversy. Because what happened was the guy, his best friend, posted about this on Instagram like a year ago and was saying he felt betrayed. He found her phone. He was posting like the messages and it got out on a lot of blogs. And for a while, they didn't admit it. And then the girl was like, yeah, look, it happened. And so yeah. this is, it's.
If you screw up, just say sorry. You say, I screwed up. You don't gotta yell or make a bunch of arguments or whatever. Like,
there's nothing you could do.
You just have, I screwed up. Yeah. I'm sorry, right? This guy goes, me putting my D into her, your wife ain't got nothing to do with us being friends. What? And they say, I burn your house down. That has nothing to do with us, boss. We're all for life.
It's
insane.
It's not good. Would you ever be able to forgive a friend for having sex with your child's mother? That you were in a relationship with?
I would hope that I'm dating someone lovely enough that all my friends would want to sleep with her.
There you go.
You know, like a real prime.
And nothing is gonna ever make
me
angry.
And then I'd be like, I had sex with your wife, and he'd be like, I get it, she's fire.
Yeah. Believe me.
Nothing makes Hunter angry, it's crazy.
I would just cut the person out of my life, but I really wouldn't even stoop to that level. Because the guy made him the kid's godfather.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I think he took that godfather title a little too much. Okay. He's like, oh, I'm the godfather. I'll do what I want.
I'm angry for him. All right, guys, we gotta take a break, but coming up, one man gets way too honest about how he'll use his lottery winnings. Plus, a woman commits a crime for attention. Hail to the No-No is next. Welcome back. All right, so people do a lot of dumb shit, but their mistake is our treasure. It is time for Hail to the No-No. All right, so first up, we have all dreamed of winning the lottery, but this guy knows exactly what he would do with $685 million.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like cars.
I love cars.
I don't like cars. I don't know what I would do with all of that money. I would have to sit on it, pray on it for a day, figure out what I want to do with it. But, Doug, back to you. I mean, yeah.
You tried, sis. You tried. It's hard to come back from that on local TV. I would have loved to have had him on this show, though.
So fun. Yeah, I wouldn't need a car.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, if you had $685 million, just have a driver.
Yeah.
But also, no disrespect to Mustangs. I get it. Love Mustangs. Supercharged. No, that's... But you just got...
Are you really getting into the car conversations? We just want to ignore the cocaine.
$685 million? He's like, I can get a Mustang, a bunch of drugs, go right to jail.
He might be able to afford to avoid it. I don't know. He'd hire a good lawyer.
A guy like that? He's talking about it on TV.
Yeah, 5 kilos, though. You can get a lot more cocaine than 5 kilos.
I'm not good with weight. What is... How big is a kilo? What is a kilo? Like a brick?
I don't know.
I think a kilo is like... It's a lot of cocaine.
It's a lot,
it's like
right?
size like a luggage, maybe. I don't know. Small luggage.
Look at us not knowing anything about the drug game. Yeah.
This is good.
Don't ask
that. This is why we need to watch Netflix. Bam. So we can... Jose with the...
2 pounds.
Also,
2 pounds.
Just want to say, the person who told us how much a kilo is of cocaine also drives a Mustang. So...
A woman says her boyfriend of 4 months left her for his baby mama. So the woman had an idea. She had a friend stab her in the shoulder to get his attention. Instead, she was charged with filing a fake police report. And guess what? He's still with the baby mama. Advice.
That's not the way to do it, ladies. It doesn't go, what? My ex has been stabbed? I better get over there. You're like, no, that's what I thought about her. She does, you know, stuff like that. She gets stabbed.
Hey, I don't know if getting stabbed is going to get him to come back.
No, but sometimes when we're hurt as guys, we look for comfort, you know? And maybe in an ex might be a place
this
for it.
This is juvenile behavior. It's such a kid thought. Oh, if I'm hurt, then maybe, and can you stab me? When I was in fifth grade, I liked this girl named Erin Losey. And I,
oh, shout out to Erin.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm gonna punch my fist through this wall, right? So I punched my fist through the wall, nothing happens, right? I just busted through some drywall, and then I bandaged it all up like I was hurt. So then the next day in school, she was like, oh my God, what happened to your hand? And I was like, I punched it through a wall because I was thinking about you, right? Here's the thing, that worked because I was in fifth grade. It wouldn't work as a grown-up.
You'd be surprised.
We have heard about some crazy diets on this show. But this one might top the list. A man from Nebraska says he spent the last 3 years on a raw meat diet, and this is what an average lunch looks like. Oh.
Raw wild-caught swordfish, which is my favorite fish to eat. Very tasty.
Oh, no!
Don't do
nice
it, dude.
Nutritious. Fish is very good for you. And it's extremely palatable raw. Some 100% grass-fed beef, just straight grass. And this is how I eat it, it's cut in pieces.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Delicious. I also brought some liver, raw, 100% grass-fed beef liver. Delicious stuff, very healthy, very good for you. Took me a while to get used to this. Now it's one of my favorites.
He's doing all of that with a white refrigerator in his house?
Well, he doesn't look the most posh, does he?
This is what some of his meals look like.
I actually look kind of nice.
Shocked that he's sustained this for as long as he has. Look at his body, though. I mean, he is kind of a snack.
It's easy to be cut when you have a tapeworm.
Okay, that's all the time we have for tonight. Jeff, thank you so much
Thanks for
being
having
here.
Thank you.
We will be back next week, you guys, so make sure that you set your DVRs. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.